So Gideon Forman, if we know how hard it is to prove something actually causes cancer, mm-hmm. when politicians, bureaucrats, policymakers are trying to decide whether something should be regulated or even banned, where should the burden of proof lie? How do you deal with this issue?
Yeah, it's an excellent question. I mean, as a physicians organization, we say we have to err on the side of protecting public health. So the burden has to be on the side of industry to prove that their products are safe. And of course, the way it is in society, unfortunately now, for the most part, is that it's the other way around.
What information does the Minister of the Environment and the McGuinty nanny statists possess that was not available to the expert, world-renowned scientists at Health Canada?
And while it is true that some municipalities have some varying forms of pesticide restrictions, this came about because a number of councils ignored science, ignored our regulatory system, and yielded to groups who perpetuated fear-mongering.
I think it's great on paper, if you want. The problem that we have there is that how would you prove that something does not give you cancer if we have a hard time to prove that it gives you cancer?
When the Ontario College of Family Physicians report came out claiming these dandelion sprays, which are, they call a cosmetic pesticide, cause cancer, as well as other health issues, I thought, wow, has some new information come out on these products? The report looked at 300 studies. The problem with this report is that it evaluated products that have nothing to do with what we're talking about today. Some examples of the studies they looked at were insecticide exposure in Mexican Valley agriculture, aerial spraying of insecticides near cotton fields in Nicaragua, a 96 study on insecticides in poultry and pig farming in Norway, the study of risk of exposure to flea and tick insecticides, a German study on wood preservatives and plastic and resin fumes, and the practice of dipping sheep in insecticides to remove parasites off their wool. And the studies go on. Now, if we're talking about dandelions and 2,4-D, why couldn't they find any reports on that?
If you're going to attribute cases of cancer to contaminant exposures, you surely have to find evidence of those exposures.
Okay, let's assume that tomorrow Industry A has a new product that wants to put in the market and show you data that indeed show that that product is not cancer, is not increasing the risk of cancer. I'm not sure that you will have human population studies that will be able to give you that. And we all know that animal studies are not always panning out in human studies. So what will you expect from those industry? I mean, what tests will you use?
Sierra-Cobb's position, as usual, is fundamentally science-based.
Dirty bit.